Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. Today, I would like for you to join me in John chapter 9, verse 1 through 4. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world," Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." If you ask some people if they are saved, they will respond by saying, "I think so," or "I hope so." Some respond by saying, "I want to go to heaven," or "I think I'm going to heaven." People usually respond in this way because they are not absolutely certain that they are saved. But I am sure that we ought to not only be saved, but we ought to be saved and know we are saved. Complete knowledge of salvation is a must for all who are saved. The Bible pictures a lost person as living in darkness, and this passage that Jesus gave to us in John 9 shows us where Jesus heals a man who was born blind from birth, a man who lived in darkness all of his life until Jesus came along and healed him. Paul said concerning God providing us salvation, "For he delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son." The word "delivered" means that God rescued you from the powers of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his dear Son. He picked you out of darkness and he transferred you to the kingdom of light. Once God has brought you into the kingdom of his dear Son, some people will want to doubt your salvation. We may even sometimes doubt it ourselves. Some of the most often heard words in our world are the words "prove it." From the courtroom to the scientific laboratory, there's a tendency not to accept any statement as fact until it's proven to be true. In most areas, a statement can be proved true or false without much difficulty. However, when it comes to our spiritual experience, it's not always easy to prove to the satisfaction of others that you are saved. We learned that Columbus discovered America in 1492, and the Declaration of Independence was signed July 4th, 1776, but we were not there to witness it as a fact. It could have been issued at some other time, or a day before, or a day after. We don't know for sure. We only accept the words written in history. There are numerous other things that you have been told and taught that are facts, which indeed may be somewhat different. But when it comes to salvation and yielding your life to Jesus Christ as our Savior, we must apply the experience of this blind man in scriptures to our lives. This man was healed so that the works of God could be revealed in him, according to John 9:3. He is evidence that a person can be saved and be sure of it. Personally experiencing the power and presence of Jesus will yield the same testimony as the man in this passage. The man said, "One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." John 8:12 tells us that Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world.